light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. And so he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you're trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that he had been thrown out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to them, "You have seen him, and is speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, a week ago this past Thursday, I had the pleasure of having dinner with Father Mark Gantley. He was home for a visit. And toward the end of our conversation at dinner, he said that he wanted to go to the cemetery to say a prayer at his dad's grave. Well, I told him it was winter, and the cemetery wasn't plowed, and he wouldn't be able to drive in. On Saturday at 7:49 p.m., I received the following text from him. "Today, my mom and I went to Walgreens on Broadway to get a COVID test required by Hawaii to fly in. Negative results. On the way home with my all-wheel drive car, I wanted to stop by my dad's grave and say a prayer. The cemetery wasn't plowed, but I thought it would be okay. I got stuck. I'm planning to sue the cemetery." I responded, "I told you so." And as the saying goes, there are none so blind as those who do not want to see. In our first reading today, Samuel, in a way, is blind as to God, who God is choosing to replace Saul as king of Israel. God guided him until he anointed David. If not by God's guidance, Samuel would have made the wrong choice, much like Father Gantley. It was good that he listened and followed God's directives. He was patient while all seven sons of Jesse were presented to him. He was patient until David was brought in from the fields. I think God is trying to teach us something, not to be in a hurry to jump to conclusions and judgment, especially when we don't know the whole story and when things are not clear. We need a little more praying and listening to God's signs. In the gospel, we see the physically blind man healed by Jesus and the spiritually blind Jews who refused to see God's wonderful works in Jesus and to recognize Jesus had come from God. The man who received his sight believed in Jesus, recognizing Jesus as Lord and prophet, and worshiped him. The Jews, on the other hand, did not believe in Jesus and were unrepentant. Therefore, they remained spiritually blind. Physical blindness is when a person is unable to see due to some corruption of the eye or some disease or deformity. On the other hand, spiritual blindness is when a person, due to the corruption of the mind, loses sight of the truth. The person no longer follows the path of truth. The person can go even so far as to trying to silence the truth. That person lives in the dark. So let's examine some various types of spiritual blindness. Some people are blind to God's goodness in their lives. Some people can't count their blessings. They only count their woes. They're quick to complain about what's going wrong, and hardly do they ever see what's going right. They see half-empty glass instead of a half-full glass. Some people are blind to the good in others. All they see are the wrong things, and they don't stop criticizing. Some people are blind to God's gifts in others. They are never satisfied with what is available. They're more concerned and worry about what is lacking. It is as if such people are always propelled by some negative spirit. The gospel of today is a good example. Some people are blind to those in need of their help, or blind to where their help is needed. Such people are quick to turn a blind eye to responsibilities that require their attention. Some people are blind to their own faults. They hardly or never accept that they're at fault and that they're never wrong. Such people are self-righteous and holier than thou. There are people blinded by vices like anger, jealousy, envy, greed, lust, improper ambition, pride, stubbornness, and ignorance. There are people blinded by a cloud of confusion or in the dark of what to do or what not to do. There are times we are blind to God's will, as was in the case of Samuel in the first reading. Every spiritual blindness is a dwelling in darkness. What is needed is the light of Christ. The second reading invites us, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, for Christ will be your light." All of us have one form of blindness or another. Jesus has anointed us with his word. With a heart of repentance, let our hearts be firm in the power of Christ, so that like the man born blind, we might be able to say, "Once I was blind, but now I see."